mothers, grandmothers, and lovers of children that this is what the children, the girls in Nigeria are worth. Our first command and demand is to use all resources to bring the terrorist thug to justice.
All right, so that was the voice of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee from Texas talking about the situation in Nigeria, which, thank goodness, a big fat light has been really shined down on Boko Haram, a thug organization, which I could go into greater detail about and will, as they've now killed hundreds in a Nigerian border town. That's where we start, actually, this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Boy, it really makes you, again, realize how awesome it is to be an American. As much as we kvetch, complain, are sick of overreach by the government and furious with politicians who don't do enough, and the list goes on, outrageous taxation at times, and all the things that we fight back. But we're not sitting in our houses thinking, wow, they're not going to do anything, and my daughter's going to be kidnapped, and who knows what they're going to do with her, sell her into slavery. And that's what's happened. So Boko Haram is a group trained by Al-Qaeda, but even worse in so many other senses. This is Islamic thuggery at its worst. And this mass abduction has sparked such an outrage that offers to help aren't just limited to, guess what, the good old USA. But England, France, China, and other countries are trying to respond. Nigeria's response to the kidnappings should be criticized. It's ridiculous that they did nothing while parents screamed in outrage as their daughters were kidnapped. The military search has been so inept at this point. The police now are offering $300,000 for any information leading to the girls' rescue. They say there's probably maybe 250 to 300 girls. The president, President Goodluck Jonathan, has tried to appear more engaged with the plight of the hostage in the last couple of days because now everybody knows what's going on with Boko Haram. And since the chief, Abakar Shekar, released a video threatening to sell the girls as slaves, this has really, really, really set the wheels in motion. Now, this is a group who's had an uprising really for the past 5 years. They've killed thousands across Africa. So this isn't a new group. And they're questioning whether Nigeria can really contain this violence, and maybe that's why they've turned their head when the girls, mostly 12 to 15 years old, were taken. A town littered now with dead bodies and burnt to a crisp. That's what's happened as of Monday. These Islamist fighters were riding in armored trucks and on motorcycles. They stormed one town in Nigeria and overwhelmed them, littering the ground with all the people, with about 300 people. So they don't care who tries to get in their way. I mean, Boko Haram is nasty bad. And what a hot mess they have on their hands in Nigeria. It is outrageous. Absolutely. The British Prime Minister David Cameron condemned the kidnappers as pure evil. And they said in England they're sending a team of experts to help with the kidnapping response. The French Foreign Minister sent a special team that they saying they're there, they're ready. China did the same thing. They pledged assistance too, which I already mentioned. So it's not just the U.S. You've got a bomb that went off at a crowded bus station, 75 people killed just hours before the mass abduction over this past weekend. And so how do you contain the violence? The president has imposed a state of emergency in Boko Haram's northeast stronghold, where he sent thousands of troops to try to flush them out. But the offensive has really achieved nothing. There is no negotiation for a ceasefire. So the good news is the rest of the world has finally jumped in on this because, you know, this is just wrong. There's got a way to stomp out these vermin. And now with, I think, that many minds, that I think that will happen. Nigeria has promised the World Economic Forum will be kept safe by the 6,000 troops deployed across the capital. And so there is a show of force there. But it is a virulent insurgency. And how do they contain it? They got to kill it while it's in progress and get those girls back. For sure, as many as they can. Since this has been happening now for a while, it seems impossible that they'll be able to get them all back. But it is outrageous, and it's a layup to react and say that. But let's see what happens. With that many people, that much force, they should be able to smoke them out. Smoke them out. They killed all those people in that Nigerian town. They've kidnapped all those girls. And this is a no-brainer for the U.S., England, China, all the places I mentioned, to chip in and try to cut this out. Just cut it out. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, your thoughts. Yes, you always send them to me. So we'll go to the mailbag for sure. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents at any point, you always can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're talking about Benghazi in the sense that Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, did an interview with Robin Roberts, and she said, you know, it's time to move on from this. We've investigated this over and over and over again. It is up to Congress, but we've been through this many, many times. What is there to gain by going over the same ground? What are we going to learn? And she said it's more political than anything else. While the Republicans say they cannot just forget Benghazi and let it be, let it rest that way. So Hillary says no reason for this probe, despite the new emails, all that other stuff. Remember, she was the Secretary of State when Benghazi happened, and she enraged a bunch of people when she finally testified before a House committee and said, what can we do? Moving forward, throwing up her hands. Now she's kind of saying the same thing, that this is politics and really nothing more than that. She didn't reveal, by the way, whether she was running for president in 2016. All right, we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
America Tonight. A couple of big things hit the radar. Earlier this week, it came out that Monica Lewinsky found her voice, and she was going to tell her side of what happened in Vanity Fair coming out next week. So little tidbits of it have been released. What's interesting is we do Peel Back the Onion every week with my British pal, who is a marketing strategist expert on that kind of things, on positioning. And we talked about the Lewinsky piece and who did it benefit. And one of the things that Andrew said, and I agreed, is it benefits Hillary Clinton. Lynn Cheney theorizes the same thing, that this helps, that Monica Lewinsky reemerging helps Hillary Clinton. And you think to yourself, well, why would that help Hillary Clinton? And then you think a little bit different because it gets that story pushed out there. It's done. It's out of the way. So if you were positioning something, this would be the perfect way to position it. The timing of it is interesting. And will it benefit Hillary Clinton in 2016 or not? I think it makes sense because that's one of the things that she, I mean, it's one of the things in the past. It's one of the ways to diffuse it, that Bill Clinton, people think of him as, is he a sexual predator? Was he a brilliant president? Was he XYZ? Did he, you know, as much as politics are concerned, so much of the focus with him is the butt of the jokes with the cigar and her dress and all of that. So this would be a way to pump it out, to get it out of the way now instead of waiting until afterwards. And in the piece, Lewinsky says that her reason for setting the record straight now, 16 years later, is because of what happened with the Rutgers freshman who committed suicide, Tyler Clementi, after his kiss with another man was secretly streamed over a webcam. But, and the reason she says that is because she said she felt suicidal. However, what is interesting, and what one of the Washington Post writers' columnists said, is it might have been a call to action because of the private letters that have recently been released between Hillary and Diane Blair, where Hillary Clinton calls Lewinsky a narcissistic Looney Tune. Oh, the plot thickens. And do you even care? All right, speaking of fair or foul and controversy, HGTV, what were they thinking? They've canceled a pilot hosted by twin brothers with their own history of saying what they think. They preach against homosexuality, abortion, and divorce. It was the Benham brothers. They had a series that was going to be called Flip It Forward. It was going to premiere in October. And their twins, David and Jason, it would have focused on a new deserving family every episode, transforming a fixer-upper into their dream home. They're devout Christians. They have a history of supporting their church's views against gay rights and reproductive choices. In 2012, they rallied in Charlotte, North Carolina to support a constitutional amendment within the state to, guess what, define marriage as a union between a man and a woman. Did they not know this when they decided, oh, okay, Flip It Forward, what a great idea? Did they not realize that these guys had this attached to them and this is how they feel? And it's not some, they're not some light fare just focusing on what's happening with the house? So they decided to pull the show, and some people are critical of them doing that, saying that this was a big mistake, that they should have followed through with that. One person said, "You just lost me. Whatever happened to free speech and freedom of religion? I'll never watch your channel again." Another guy said, "While I'm glad you dropped Flip It Forward, you have forever lost this gay man as a viewer." So some people agreed it was smart to do it. Some people thought it was stupid to do it. But what's really crazy is that the network had no idea. It's so typical. They had no idea anything about their background. So would they have gone down this road in the first place? Would they have done that? They don't realize it. And do they know that the sons are sons of controversial evangelical minister Flip Benham, whose abortion clinic protests were huge? They were all over social media. So they pulled the show. Backlash because they didn't do their homework and then make the decision. The show is about putting a family in a house. Not about all that other stuff, but if this was something that was going to cost the network, they wouldn't normally do that. How did they not know that in the first place? It seems pretty obvious. All you have to do is look up their names, and guess what? You'll find all of that stuff out. So some would have really, really supported them, and others would have never watched that show because of their personal points of view. Speaking of personal points of view, since we're going down the controversial road, the Clippers owner, Donald Sterling, is going to make money hand over fist once he's forced to sell the team. It may be the best $12 million he ever spent in his life back in 1981. So while Sterling owned the team, they never had the best record, although this year they did, 57 wins. You know what his return would be on that $12 million? Probably 63-fold on the investment. 63-fold. That's incredible. So a losing record for most of his tenure, but the value keeps soaring over this club. You could argue he wasn't a tremendous owner. Maybe he's one of the worst owners in the NBA. But the return that he's going to get for that investment is incredible. Is incredible. So Sterling banned for life. If you don't know this, the owner of the Clippers fined $2.5 million after he was recorded asking a female friend not to broadcast herself associating with black people. And some of the other things that were said in that conversation, you just can't take back. Can't take them back. And so once it was out there, then it's a question of, is it legal to use in court? Is it legal to do that? And while people are saying it's a billion, they think it may even go for more than that. If you look at other sales of other teams. Frank McCourt, fivefold return on the $2.15 billion sale of the Dodgers. Biggest deal in sports history, did you know that? He bought the team in 2004, sold it in 2012. But it's part of what the changing landscape is all about in media and sports. And they pay a premium for it. So the value of sports teams has gone up a tremendous, tremendous amount. It's crazy. But just when the team's finally there, that explodes and happens, becomes a huge sidebar story, and the amount of money Sterling will make is just absolutely staggering. Absolutely staggering. So he's going to be in the history-making business on the other side, which I think in some ways really infuriates a lot of people. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Coming up next here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is rapidly becoming one of my more favorite segments here on America Tonight. I'm sure Nathan Reeder enjoys it, too, because we invite him into the lion's den.
Wow.
Nathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo?
Oh, yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Bingo!
Bingo! Okay, so MSNBC apologized for Cinco de Mayo. They apologized not for the holiday, because it's a holiday to some, but for the segment that they aired. What happened in the segment? What happened was, one of the correspondents, Lewis Bergdorf, and host Tom Roberts, they decided that Lewis Bergdorf had on a sombrero and he was shaking Moroccos and he took a swig from a bottle of tequila. Hugo Balta, president of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists, says it was an abomination that the segment was done by a news organization. He says it feeds the ignorant misconceptions of a rich and proud people who, unfortunately, are too often portrayed as caricatures to be scoffed at, and that was the wrong thing for MSNBC to do. The holiday, so you know, everybody, marks the 1862 battle victory by Mexican troops. It's celebrated in the U.S. with parades and all kinds of revelry. So what do you think? Was it really that over the top for Cinco de Mayo? Was he wrong to do that? And did they have to apologize because it was disrespectful?
I'm going to go with this nice combination of bingo and shred it, because I swear all of media was American media likes Cinco de Mayo because people go out and get drunk. So I couldn't tell you how many different clips I saw that day on different media stations that were talking about what booze you were going to drink tonight. So I don't know. I don't necessarily think they should be made an example of, but yeah, it's a little crass.
Yeah, so there you go. What's happened is, Nathan, is exactly what you said. Cinco de Mayo is just like a drinking thing. It's and even the commercials showed that. And so people who advertise booze were using Cinco de Mayo as this is a time to get smashed. It's a celebration of getting smashed. And there is a sensitivity thing, I guess, here, because we live in the world of political correctness. And so if it's now become crass is your word. It's become crass to do that where it wasn't before because everybody was saying that. But now it's a different world. So the National Association of Hispanic Journalists said that it was just terrible and all that other sort of stuff. And the host said that it wasn't supposed to be disrespectful. They apologized online and they apologized and said they were regretted what they had done when they went on the air Wednesday. So there you have it. Bingo. How about this, Nathan? A Peruvian man whose parachute malfunctioned during a training exercise survived a 1,500 meter, which would be 5,000 feet, fall with just no broken bones, nothing. How about that? He's alive. He got tangled up completely, in the parachute. He underwent a battery of medical tests. This is Amufisin Gamara, just 31 years old, at the hospital in southern Peru. They said there weren't any fractures. The doctor said Gamara jumped from the military plane, but when he went to open the parachute, the webbing wrapped around his neck, he lost consciousness. They said they don't know what cushioned his fall, but he's alive, and frankly, it's just a miracle. What do you think?
I was going to ask what if they knew what he fell onto. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm going with fruits and nuts because that's a lucky guy.
That is a lucky guy. Boy, that would make you feel like you had a new lease on life. If you got tangled that far up, 5,000 feet, and then you're unconscious, but then you wake up, you don't even have a broken nose.
Yeah, I bet the unconscious part helped a lot with not being worse off. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's crazy. It's a good story, though. Wow. So, absolutely. Bingo, as far as a good story is concerned, for once. Because we're not talking about someone dying because the parachute didn't open. So how about this? Dr. Mark Hiller, CEO of Recaro Aircraft Seating, is recommending accommodating passengers' personal devices has become such an imperative that only a few manufacturers are addressing this, and they have a great way to do this. In Hamburg, Germany, last month, Recaro unveiled their newest design in economy seating. It's called the BL3530. What is a BL3530? The seat features a tablet PC holder, a smart pocket for stowing devices and protecting them from scratches, and a power supply for charging. It also has another trend. It's just 10 kilograms per seat, so it's lighter than other seats. And they say with fuel costs up, it's part of a way to lighten the load. It's the lightest chair on the market, and it's very, very new. It's made of titanium and composite materials. It weighs just 4 kilograms. 4 kilograms, the seat. And they say the weight savings could translate into 500,000 of fuel savings per plane per year. So what do you think? A really super funky seat that's light, that has room for tablets and phones so they don't get scratched. It gives you more room. It's only going to cost the airlines thousands and thousands of dollars to install them. Is it? They'll pass it on to you. Is it shredded fruits and nuts or bingo?
Well, you ended with a really nice note there. Yes, we'll pay for it. apparently will also save from it, right? But I love those things that we're going to save from down the roads when it's already so expensive right now. I'm kind of going with shred it, but hey, good job, you fancy scientists.
Yeah, because you are right. In the end, it's a tough one because in the end, it will save money. Eventually, it'll save money because it's so much of a lighter seat and you store all the devices because that's all, everybody's about the devices now and it's just going to get worse no matter what. And that means that you'll save the fuel costs. So there is something to that, that futuristically speaking, it will be cheaper. But in the beginning, we're going to pay for it for sure. We will pay for it. All right. How about this one? 6 ways to avoid dying before your time. I just read this piece. It was in Time Magazine. They say not smoking, limit excessive drinking. Didn't we just talk about drinking? Cutting back on salt, getting your blood pressure under control, address diabetes, reducing obesity, and basically eating things that taste like cardboard and never eating chocolate cake. What do you think?
Wow. Well, you just got to update the same article to make sure that people reading any of the new magazines in the doctor's office will really get it, right? I'm going with shred it. Not that all of those statements are very easy bingo relevant statements, but come on, we know already.
We know already. You can't control people's behavior. They have to do it for themselves. This is life. You have choices. Life is about choices. I don't think you can preach to people. People know, you're right. You know about smoking, you know about drinking, you know about whatever it is and what it does to your body. You know, and it's strange. Back in the day, some people were fiendish smokers and they lived to be like 100 years old. So this story we're going to end on is great. A bear that became too accustomed to the good life at a ski resort at Lake Tahoe is headed for an animal sanctuary or zoo after wildlife officials decided he's unfortunately become too domesticated to be returned to the wild. It's a year-old black bear dubbed Heavenly was captured in March after it settled in next to a ski lift at Heavenly Mountain Resort there in Lake Tahoe. Veterinarians nursed him back to health, and last week they decided there's no way they could just let him out into the wild, so he has to go to an animal sanctuary or a zoo. Is it shred it, bingo, fruits and nuts?
Bingo-esque. Save the little puppy. Save him. That's unfortunate how quick those big guys can get domesticated. All of them.
Yeah, and that was a big bear. It was a big bear, but it was so sick, and they took care of the bear.
Was it because he was eating American-made GMOs?
It could be. Doesn't that go with our last story? Mm-hmm. Add that to the list. So that probably is part of the reason why. So what do you do? When they first came across the bear, they shot the bear with a tranquilizer dart, and the ski patrol helped transport it downhill. So they did have a happy ending, I guess, in the end. They couldn't put him back in the wilderness. That's what they really wanted to do. All right, another one in the books.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
6:49 a.m. Friday, November 20th.
Good morning, Mr. Ben. It's about 6:30, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Just laying here in the bed, half awake, half asleep, thinking about you. I was wondering if you were looking after your most valuable possession, your mind.
Welcome back to America Tonight. I always say this, but I'm going to say it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting America Tonight. And, of course, my guys, Nathan Reeder and Matt Johnson, because we get so much email. And a lot of the email, actually, and some of it you actually talk about the two of them, and I'm going to read some of them tonight. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one's from Jake in Austin, and he says, Kate, I got to say, I really like that Nathan guy. When I hear him on the air, you do a funny segment with him, and he sounds like he has a dry sense of humor. Yeah, I don't know if it's a dry sense of humor, but he plays along. Absolutely. And maybe it is a dry sense of humor. And I think you're talking about Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo, or I kind of pick out wacky stories or things that just are seem so ridiculous and get his take on them. So thanks for saying that. Jake is a regular emailer to the show, and he's actually called us twice in the last 2 years. I always joke that there's some people that just email, and they don't call like Dan in Texas or Izzy in Missouri or Pete in Texas or Ray or any of the people that you hear so often on America Tonight. Okay, here's one from Joe who says, Kate, of course the House voted to hold Lois Lerner in contempt, but what do they do going forward with this? I mean, so they vote overwhelmingly for the contempt thing, but now it basically means it ends up on the lap of the Justice Department. And do you really think much is going to happen with this? Do you really think the Attorney General is going to do anything to Lois Lerner? No, you answered your own question. I don't think that that's going to happen. I mean, Republicans are saying that she waived her Fifth Amendment right by proclaiming her innocence before refusing to testify. And, of course, Democrats are saying the contempt charge is just this partisan nastiness that's supposed to keep the story alive in an election year. And even her attorney said that the vote had nothing to do with the facts or the law. The only purpose was to keep the baseless IRS conspiracy alive through the midterm elections. But Holder's not going to do anything. So Holder will appoint a special counsel to investigate how the IRS treated the nonprofit groups, but I don't think much is going to come out of that. It is in the record, though. It's on the record that she was held in contempt, but I think that's as far as it goes. Okay, let's take this one from Turk, and Turk says, "Hi, Kate Delaney and all the listeners of America Tonight. I have to tell you that one of the things that's so interesting is the handicapping of what's going to happen in 2016 and who is going to be coming from the Republican side of things and how it's definitely going to be Hillary Clinton on the Democratic side, so much so that people think it's Hillary Clinton that it's almost as though it's a done deal, and I don't know that that's really quite a done deal yet, although I agree that she's probably going to be the nominee. For the Republicans, they have got to have a really good 1-2 punch. Normally, I'd say who's ever on the undercard doesn't matter, but in this case, I think it does matter. What if it was somebody like Ted Cruz and Chris Christie? The whole bridge thing is behind him. A lot of people still embrace Chris Christie. You get that whole thing going on in the Northeast and Ted Cruz with the Tea Party action. I don't know, that could be pretty powerful. I think the second person on the ticket really, really matters. You still would have to have somebody strong enough to win the whole thing. So for that matter, maybe it's Rand Paul. Yeah, you know, it's interesting to prognosticate, isn't it? Because so often who looks like they could be the person isn't the person in the end, because it's early and there could be something out of left field that we don't know. Think of past presidents. Did you think that George W. Bush was going to be the nominee the year he was the nominee? I mean, yes, as it got down to the nitty-gritty, but not in the beginning. Not at all. In fact, McCain was looking pretty good. John McCain, if you remember, then coming out of South Carolina, forget about it. And you think of Clinton, Bill Clinton's the first time around for him. He seemingly came out of nowhere. I mean, he had the charisma and he had a lot of Democrats backing him, but he was on a long list of people that were fighting for that nomination. So, yeah, sometimes that's exactly what happens. It's not what you think is so obvious because you keep hearing it over and over and over again. Well, we'll see. Midterms first. Got to get to the midterms and see what happens after that. This one is from Flo, listening to us in D.C. "Hey, girl, how you doing? You remember me? I've emailed the show in the past. It's been a long time, but I finally am back, and I've been able to listen to the shows. I've been downloading them from the GCN site, which is terrific that they offer that. So kudos to your network, by the way. I heard you talking about the Ringling Brothers accident, and I thought exactly what you said. When you're a kid, it's so exciting when you go to the circus and you see these acrobats, and then somebody does some death-defying feat, and they always build it up. The drums are going, the excitement, everybody, your heart is pumping, and you think there's no way they could possibly fall. But to have it actually happen in front of those children, boy, that had to be some chaotic scene in Rhode Island. It makes you really feel sorry for those girls who fell. Just a freak accident. I think you said it was because of a clamp." Yeah, that's it exactly. You were paying attention, Flo. It was because of a clamp on the riser, not the riser, the ceiling thing that they had. And it was like a hair chandelier kind of deal that they do. And once that clamp went, that was it. They all fell to the ground. And some of them as high as almost 40 feet. So that's like a free fall. And you can imagine what that would be like. That's like falling out of your second story window, actually even a little higher than that. It would be pretty, it'd be pretty scary. And a couple of them are still in critical condition, but moving toward stable condition. So I guess, well, certainly that's the good news there. But that's exactly what I thought. If you've ever been to the circus, it's very strange to think what that would be like to actually, I mean, sad to see that. Here's one from, he calls himself Joseph the Ripper. "Kate, I just have to rip into this whole climate assessment, 800 pages, ba-ba-da-ba-da. I mean, come on. I'm sorry. All that money, all that supposed science, I bet there are some things of value in there. I'm not going to totally poo-poo it. But it's just to prove a point, isn't it? I mean, it's the same thing that we see over and over and over again. And I don't understand why we keep buying into what they're, you know, selling us. It doesn't make any sense to me. So you tell me. I don't care about the whole warming thing, but is it something that we should pay closer attention to? Well, some of the stuff in the report itself, exactly what you said, you must have been listening to what I was saying. I read through some of it on the air. I mean, some of it's useful information, talking about hurricanes and directions of things. So it's, I wouldn't throw the whole thing out. But if it's to prove the point of this is why we need this XYZ funding and let's push this on weather people, and I mean, it's still the same tug of war. It's still right versus left. That's what it is, right versus left. Where are the dollars going? It's really a dollar war. That's what it is at this point. Because there is no, there's no agreement. No matter what's being sold, there's no agreement in that. None. All right, so let's go to this one. This one is from Peter, who says, Kate Delaney, I used to listen to you in New York. It's such a pleasure to hear you again. I listened to you on a station in New Jersey. I was so psyched I found you about a month ago, and I realized that this was the same person that I used to listen to on a sports talk radio station out of Manhattan. So congratulations for what you're doing now. I thought it was interesting when you were talking about what was happening with the situation with those girls in Nigeria. I think it's just absolutely disgusting. And for once, I'd say, yeah, put the Democrat, Republican, whatever you claim to be, put that aside for a second. It just shows you how fortunate we are to live in this kind of a country. The fact that you have these Islamist extremists who are going door to door and snatching up girls, and then the president of that country allows it to happen and tries to pretend that they are doing something to stop this Boko Haram is, you know, outrageous and ridiculous. The kidnapping is just a reminder, a very big reminder, of how nasty radical Islam is and what a threat it is. In this country, what if that were happening? What if our daughters were being stolen? People would be going berserk. So I'm glad that the U.S. is trying to help however they can. I think the U.S. needs to do whatever they can to eradicate this group, because they are a real threat, a bunch of psychopaths, if you ask me. Yeah, sick. It is sick what they're doing. The leader is a nutball, too, and I mean, that's exactly it. Going into houses, just these girls disappear. They're young, 13, 14 years old. There was even one that was like, they say was 9 years old. And you're talking about hundreds of girls. So it's good. All the people that were putting the pressure on, pay attention, pay attention. Now it's finally going to pay off, I think, because it's not just the United States that's trying to help. There are some other countries that are jumping into this as well. Hey, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you always can do that by calling us at 855-266-5283 or sending me an email to americatonight.net. Thanks, everybody.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.